Christy Werner might need another closet. She slides open the door and is immediately greeted with a crowded rack of funky patterns and retro colors. This is her Mu'umu'u collection.
Oh, so this one is one of my favorites, too.
Oh, that's so cute.
Cheerful, yeah.
Werner has taken on an unusual challenge. Wow. For the entire month of January, she's wearing a Mu'umu'u every day. Whether she's running to the store or going on a hike, she'll throw a new one on. Today, she's rocking a long, dark Mu'u dotted with pink flowers.
It's frilly on the top with some lace. It's got flowers all over it. And it reminds me of one of my favorite Mu'us that I had when I was a kid. So this one's kind of a fun one for me.
This is the third year Werner has participated in what she's calling Mu'umu'u Month. The idea came from a friend on Kauai named Sharon Hiramoto, who runs the clothing store Machine Machine in Hanapepe. After being gifted a bag of old Mu'umu'us to use for fabric, she couldn't bring herself to cut them up.
I thought that it was kind of a shame to do that. They were so much more fun just to wear and preserve. And so I just got it in my head, just wear them every day.
Hiramoto began posting photos on social media with the hashtag Mu'umu'u Month, the goal being to celebrate an island garment that many today would cast off as outdated or unfashionable. Hiramoto doesn't see it that way.
It's my childhood, all the memories of my grandparents, my aunties, my mother, every special occasion we would go to, all the women would be wearing Mu'umu'u. There's not a lot of clothing in this world that when you wear, you make yourself and other people smile. I feel like when people see me walking around, they're smiling not because they're laughing, they're smiling because they appreciate it.
Wearing the right Mu'umu'u takes some courage. Some sport bold, graphic patterns. Others have a more 70s polyester vibe. Its roots date back to the 1800s when the missionaries arrived in the islands. The Mu'umu'u was originally used as an undergarment by Ali'i women when wearing the more formal holoku. But with all the heat and humidity, island women stopped layering the garments and began wearing the Mu'umu'u as an everyday dress. These days, it's rarer to see younger women like Hiramoto and Werner donning a mu'u. Werner, who works in a downtown corporate office, says wearing something so different can take some getting used to.
People will give me double takes, and there are definitely moments where I feel myself shrinking in the elevator or I'm walking into a room and I feel a little bit shy. The first day I wore one to work, my boss kind of raised an eyebrow at me, and I was like, it's in the dress code. She said, I'm not saying anything, but then a couple of days later, she showed up to work in one. So that was really surprising and really sweet and heartwarming.
Werner, who grew up wearing Mu'umu'u as a kid, says putting one on is like going back in time.
There's something of value in them. I can feel them when I, you know, grab them and try them on or wear them. There's a magical quality to a mu'u that can't really be explained, but if you put one on, something happens.
Something that will likely continue far beyond the end of Mu'umu'u Month. Molly Solomon for HPR News.